Hello, everybody, and welcome to your practice of Yoga Nidra, a practice to rediscover, uncover, get curious about our feminine side, that goddess energy within. Now, this is not a meditation only for women. We all have masculine and feminine energy, masculine and feminine sides, right? So, this session is for everybody, and it's one to recalibrate and balance the masculine and the feminine today by reconnecting and rediscovering the feminine within you. The receptive, the quiet, the still, the powerful. So as always, let's begin by making yourself comfortable, setting up your nidra nest, gathering pillows, towels, blankets, bolsters, whatever you need today to feel the most comfortable today. So be selfish or be self-full here and make up your space exactly as you need it. Of course, it can be helpful to have a bolster, a pillow, some sort of support for underneath of your knees, for under the head, a blanket on top of you, eye mask, eye pillow, socks, leaf scarf over the eyes. Creating a cocoon of warmth, safety, and comfort. Turning off any devices, dimming the lights, maybe let people in your space know that you are practicing and, you know, not to disturb you, not to stomp around like elephants upstairs as best they can. Close the doors, just take your time and allow yourself to feel completely held in this space, in this container. And if you haven't already, bringing the eyes to a close and bringing attention to the breath, inhaling through the nose, exhale out the mouth, letting yourself drop down deeper with each cycle of breath until you find yourself comfortable in this space, making any last little wiggles, squiggles, adjustments here. And allow yourself to imagine sweeping away anything you were doing before this moment and anything you maybe have to do afterwards, bringing your attention all the way inside with the comfort, the reassurance of knowing that you can't actually miss anything that happens in the external. Everything in your outer world will be there whenever you decide to go back to it, right? So much of what we've lost or disconnected from that feminine wisdom, that goddess energy, right, is the need for deep, undisturbed rest. We push beyond our resources, and then, of course, we become depleted. This practice is an opportunity to balance the overdoing and call ourselves back into right relationship with the natural cycles of nature and time. It is a radical act, an anomaly to do the opposite of what the outside world expects us to do. And in this way, we come into better communion with the feminine. A side of us that acts on what is right for us, not what is allowed, expected, or even popular, yes? So, continuing to relax the body now. Bring attention to the shoulders, softening them down, releasing the jaw, the space around and behind the eyes. Let the cheeks melt, release any expression on the face. The arms are heavy, the chest is open. The belly soft and receptive to all of that nourishing breath. The legs as heavy as your arms, as back of head and spine. Heels rooted, toes flop open, feet are relaxed. Feel that ease, that heaviness, letting go. Allowing yourself to feel held by Mother Earth, by the Mother, bringing the love, the respect, the reverence that you have for her into your awareness at the center of your chest, and letting that build with each breath. And then sending that love down into the earth and waiting for her to respond. Feeling the love that she has for you filling your whole body. Our practice begins now. And as you begin this connection with Mother Earth, the goddess herself, call to mind your Sankalpa, your I am statement, a reflection of what your soul, your heart, your highest self desires today. I am safe. I am receptive. I am still, I am calm, I am worthy, deserving, powerful, balanced. Tune in, get curious. What are you working on better embodying? I am free, I am creative, I am expressive, I am sovereign. Once yours has landed, state it mentally from the heart, trust in every syllable. 3 times now. Then bringing your attention to the space around your Sankalpa. Let it take up space. Let it be alive and full of possibility, of conversation, communion. Anything is possible here. Feeling that your Sankalpa is already done, already complete, no boundaries, no hesitation. You are it. It is you. And imagine your cells being activated now with the wisdom of the goddess, the divine feminine. And as I call out locations in the body, imagine each one is being adorned or ignited with magic, letting yourself be dusted with gold, the wisdom, the healing of the feminine illuminating you from the inside out. bringing your attention first down into the right hand thumb. Feeling the spark of beautiful golden light ignite there. And begin to move to the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the right hand, back of the hand, the right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, underarm, right side of the chest, right rib case, right waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and fifth toe. Hold the right side of your body in your awareness, completely illuminated. The whole right side. Fill the whole right side with your golden awareness. And crossing over the midline of your body, bring your attention now to your left thumb. Feeling the left thumb, dusting it with that golden light. And moving to the left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the left hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, underarm, left side of the chest, left rib case, waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, your left big toe, second toe, third, fourth toe, fifth toe. Hold the left side of your body, dear one, in your awareness, completely illuminated. The whole left side, golden awareness. Moving to the back of the body now, we will move from right to left fairly quickly and swiftly, and then bring both sides into your awareness simultaneously. Feel the sole of the right foot, sole of the left foot, both soles together, back of the right heel, back of the left heel, both heels together, the right calf, left calf, both calves, back of the right knee, back of the left knee, back of both knees, the right hamstring, left hamstring, both hamstrings, the right glute, left glute, both glutes, back of the pelvis, lower back, middle back, upper back, entire length of the spine. Feel the right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, both shoulder blades together, the back of right arm, left arm, both arms, back of the neck, back of the head. Feel the entire back body lit up, dusted in golden light. Now bring your attention to the crown of the head, into the forehead, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, both brows together, eyebrow center, right eyelid, left eyelid, both eyelids together, right eyeball, left eyeball, both eyeballs together. Feel the right nostril, left nostril, both nostrils, bridge of the nose, tip of the nose, the whole nose. Feel the upper lip, lower lip, both lips. Feel the chin, the right side of the jaw, left side of the jaw, both sides of the jaw. And feel the whole entire face. Feel the right side of the head, left side of the head, both sides of the head. Feel the right side of the throat, left side of the throat. And feel the whole neck and throat. And feel the right collarbone, left collarbone, both collarbones. Feel the right side of the chest, left side of the chest, both sides of the chest. And feel the upper belly, lower belly, pelvis, root of the pelvic floor, both hips, both thighs, both knees, shins, the ankles, tops of both of the feet, tips of all 10 toes. Feel the right leg from toes to hip. Feel the left leg from hip to toes. Feel the entirety of both of the legs. And feel the right arm from the fingertips to the shoulder joint. The left arm from shoulder joint through fingertips. Now feel both arms. Keep the arms and legs in your golden awareness. And add the entire torso, the head. Feel and sense the entire body, the whole body. Feel the whole body in your golden awareness. Whole body. And calling in the directions of the goddess now, the sacred feminine now, the Earth Mother, bringing your attention to the space to the right of the body, holding your attention there, and then bringing your attention to the space beyond that space, as far out as your awareness can extend. Bringing your attention to the space to the left of your body, holding your attention there. And then bringing your attention to the space beyond that space, as far out as your awareness can extend. Bringing your attention to the space behind the back body, holding your attention there underneath of you, and bringing your attention deeper down to the space beyond that space, as far down as your awareness can extend. bringing your attention now to the space above the body, holding your attention there. And bring your attention to the space beyond that space, as far up and as far out as your awareness can extend. Bringing your attention to the space above your head now, holding attention there. And then bringing your attention to the space beyond that space, as far out as awareness can extend, all the way to outer space, through the warmth of the sun, the divine masculine. And bringing your attention now to the space below the feet, holding attention there. And then bringing your attention to the space beyond that space, as far out and down as your awareness can extend. Feel all the way into the core of the earth. Feel the wave of her vibration, her support, the way she loves you without reservation, the divine feminine. And finally, resting your attention on the area surrounding the whole body. Spending a moment here with the space around the whole entire body, as if you were held in a cocoon of divine energy. And we will begin now playing with pairs of opposites. I will call out an emotion, an experience. Feel it as fully and as best you can, without creating any storylines around it, right? If a narrative does begin to form, notice it and let it go, playing only with the experience of the emotion itself. We'll begin by bringing attention to the heart space, breathing in to the heart, feeling the neutrality, the unconditional love, the compassion at the center of the heart, the space that can hold it all, where everything is allowed, the unconditional love and compassion of the divine feminine, of the mother. First, calling in the experience of separateness. What does it feel like to be separate? Breathe it all the way in. Notice, does it have a color, a texture, a taste? Feel separateness in its fullest expression inside of you. Letting that go and calling in belonging. What does it feel like to belong? To be deeply welcomed? Does it have a vibration, a flavor, a texture, a color? Let the experience of belonging extend out to the farthest reaches of your awareness. And letting that go now, coming back to the neutrality of the heart, and then calling in the experience of dis-ease. What does the energy of dis-ease feel like in your body? Feel dis-ease in its fullest expression. And letting that go now. And calling in the experience of health, well-being. What does radiant health feel like? Letting this inner harmony reach out to the farthest depths of your experience. And letting that go now. Coming back to the neutrality of the heart. And finally, experiencing an emotion of control. What does the energy of control feel like in your body? Feel and notice control in its fullest expression. Letting that go now and calling in the energy of flow. What does it feel like to be in flow? Let flow extend out to the farthest reaches of your experience. And let that go. Return back to the neutrality of the heart. Full compassion for all experiences. The way a mother welcomes a child with open arms. Everything allowed. No judgment. Experiencing yourself as whole. As complete. And bringing your attention now down to your root, the pelvic floor, and imagine dropping an anchor out of your root, a grounding cord down into the earth. Anchor down past the grass, the soil, the rocks, the roots, the crystals, the minerals. Anchoring all the way down into the core of the earth. And see yourself arriving here at the core of the earth, almost as if you're stepping outside of an elevator. Begin to take in your surroundings. Notice the earth beneath you, the air on your skin, the quality of light, the time of day. And noticing out in front of you a band of fog. A fog that makes it difficult to see beyond. Walk towards the fog, move through it, and come out to the other side. You now come to a clearing, and off in the distance, not far, you notice a beautiful crystalline temple. You walk closer, and as you do, you notice the most beautiful, radiant goddess stepping out of the temple with intention to meet you here. As she walks towards you, you feel a softening in your heart, a resonance of knowing her. There's a comfort, a familiarity. And you recognize that she knows you. She is deeply familiar with you already. She feels your pain. She knows your struggle, your heartbreaks. You notice now the energy of those difficulties, those struggles, your pain, the weight of what you carry. And she says to you, please, dear one, give all of it to me. I will take it, love it, see it, and transmute it. There is no reason, there is no time to carry this any longer. You have learned the lessons. It is time, dear one, to let all of this go. We need all of you, light and brave, free and resilient, sharing your gifts with the world. And after she takes your struggle, your pain, your hurts, all of that weight, transmuting it, letting it go down into the earth. And she then offers you a series of gifts, reminders. First, she offers you water, the blood, the flow of emotions, the emotional body, and giving you important data, information, wisdom that you need. Next, she offers you fire, the spiritual body, the spark of your own divine light and purpose. The element to purify what no longer serves you. Next, she offers you earth, the physical body, a reminder of your immaculate temple, the home your spirit lives within. She reminds you to tend to this beautiful vessel, the vehicle you move within while you're here. Next, she offers you air, the breath, the mental body. And with the breath, you purify the mind, inhaling deep, clean, vibrant energy swirling around the mind. And as you exhale, releasing old, stagnant energy, allowing the mind to be clean and clear again. And finally, she offers you a beautiful golden rose. She places it in the center of your pelvis, the temple of the goddess or the feminine within you. And she reminds you that this golden rose has a stem that connects you always with her, the mother, the earth, your body and her body as one, no separation. And you bow to her in reverence, with gratitude. And she places her hand on your heart. You instinctively know to place your hand on hers. And you begin to pass codes back and forth, memories, ancient wisdom, healing, a reminder now of who you are and what you're here to do. This unity, this awareness you could stay in all day. And she asks you if you have any questions for her. Anything she might be able to answer for you at this time. Open yourself up fully to the clarity, the direction, to this wisdom, to this awakening time with her now. And she reminds you of rhythm and timing, the importance of bringing your body into sync with her, in sync with cycles of earth, nature, the planets, the seasons, the natural rhythms and orders of time according to her. She reminds you that when you forget and move in timing with the mind, with the idea of what you think you're here to do, with all that the outside world would tell you to do, you lose the natural rhythm, your own natural rhythm, and then forget who you truly are. So to come back into balance, she invites you to pay attention to what she is doing. Create your own rituals to yoke and connect your energy with hers. And in this way, you will always remember your true essence, the divine feminine within you, your own goddess within. You are a divine light, meant to shine so bright, meant to move to the rhythm of your own inner drum. She tells you to go in search of that drum, listen for it, be quiet, be still, and when you hear it, dance to the rhythm of fire, the movement, the stirring of your spirit, that allows you to flow like the water, root down like the earth, and fly like the wind, remembering your own heart in the center of it all, the rose that connects you with her. As you bring your time with her to a close, you offer her your gratitude in whatever way feels good for you. And she offers you a token of her gratitude now. Something to always bring you back to this realization, this energy, this space, time and time again. A token to connect with her as often as you like. And from this brand new space, this cleansed, cleared, and spacious space, repeating your Sankalpa 3 more times, sharing it with her, asking for her blessing, in allowing you to receive it as if it is already done. She turns to walk back to the temple, and you turn to walk back through the fog. As you come to the other side, you begin to feel your spirit arriving back into your body, feeling the fire of your spirit arriving, the water of your emotions, the earth of your body, the air of your breath, the center of your heart. Taking a deep breath in, bringing yourself back into your body. You can stay here, maybe wiggle hands and feet, hearing any sounds in the room, sensing the surface below you, clothing or props touching your skin, the temperature of air, of covered areas, calling yourself back. Deeper and deeper, all the way back into the body, into this room, this moment. And if you feel ready, you can invite some bigger movements, maybe a full body stretch. Staying on back, maybe you curl up and roll over to your side. Maybe you come to your belly or a seat. Give some time to transition into your resting pose, to transition from this practice into the rest of your day, the rest of your life. Pause here, embracing all of you, feeling the balance, feeling home within you, home all around you. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you all. I see you. You are loved. Namaste, my friends.